This being the second anniversary of the September 11th tragedy, it's interesting. And Janet would like to have another one of her pieces played as a tribute. It's called Death Takes Many Forms. And she'll explain a little bit about that particular piece as well.
This is about someone that I was good friends with and later dated, and they ended up dying while I was traveling, and I wasn't able to say goodbye to them. And that's one of the hardest things to go through when you don't expect anything to go wrong. Suddenly something does. And I think people in New York know exactly what I'm talking about right now. This experience is not the exact same thing, but it's the whole idea of thinking that everything's fine and normal and trying to help someone through and then having them disappear on you without a trace.
Definitely.
And this is about Dave, and sorry, Dave, you're up there. Sorry. My credit to him.
It is winter now. The trees have lost their leaves. The city is covered in a thin layer of soot and snow. The grass is dead. In the sunless sky, black birds circle overhead, searching for prey. An eerie cold settles over everything. Nothing is growing anymore. Death takes many forms. For you, death first came when you were 5 years old, and your mother had to give you 3 shots of insulin a day until you could take a needle to yourself. Did it hurt you to push that needle into your arm the first time? Or did it hurt you more to know you had no choice? Death takes many forms. Death can be someone telling you without trying that they are losing their sight. Behind Coke bottle glasses, you would see me and say, "That's a nice black suit you're wearing." And I would tell you, "It's green." And you wouldn't believe me. You wouldn't hear the howling wind or the changing seasons. Death takes many forms. I know what follows the autumn wind. It is winter now. Do you remember when it happened? The changes are subtle. The temperature drops, first only slightly. It's almost imperceptible. Only when the first snow falls do you realize where the seasons have gone. Death takes many forms. Death can be a sweat-soaked shirt, the shakes, dizziness when you needed food. You would look as pale as a ghost as I would hold your cold, wet arm and study you. Quick, some sugar will make everything better. Isn't everything better yet? Death takes many forms. The signs of death can come when you first lose your circulation. "My feet are numb, Janet," say. "I can't feel my feet anymore." And I would rub your feet for you, and you would say it makes a difference. You feel better. If only I could do this forever. Death takes many forms. I said goodbye to you to travel my own road, but I didn't think it was the last goodbye. How was I to know? Are you trying to teach me a lesson? Because if you are, well, I've learned it. Trust me, I have. You can come back now. Death takes many forms, and now it seems you've taken me down with you. You've taken me into that casket with you, and I'm running my hand along your jacket lapel, and I can feel the coldness of winter all around me, and I can hear them shoveling the dirt over my head, and I want to get out, and I want to take you with me. Death takes many forms. Death can be that hole you left.
You know, right over here, just a little to the left. I keep wondering when the pain will go away, when everything will be better. You once showed me that winter could be beautiful. Instead of the dark and dirty snow lacing the city streets, you showed me a quieting snowfall over a lake at your parents' backyard, glistening in an untouched whiteness. I told you I hated winters, and you told me, this you don't hate. Well, I'm still learning. It is winter now, and death takes many forms. The seasons change for you and I. It is snowing, and something is ending. It is snowing. Somewhere, it is snowing.
Janet is going to tell us a little bit more about that piece.
It was such a traumatic thing for me to go through as an innocent bystander, and not able to do anything and just seeing all of this destruction happen, that I didn't know how else to be able to get out my feelings and get them across without sounding, you know, over-exaggeratedly obnoxious. And so I ended up writing that piece down, which probably explains why I write so much, because I don't think people want to hear it so often, so I'll put it down to paper.